I'm here walking and talking with gubernatorial candidate Ed Gillespie, who is just finished his great GeForce Generals meeting. Ed, tell me about the enthusiasm you've seen here in the past 2 days for the advance. Tell me what you're thinking. Are you excited? You have to be excited.
I'll tell you, Matt, the intensity, the energy, the excitement, and it's contagious. And you can feel it in the GeForce meeting today. People are hungry to win. They're hungry for a campaign where we stand up for the principles we all share and put forward policies based on the constitutional principles of limited effective government that will solve the problems we face in the Commonwealth. And there's a lot of problems we face in the Commonwealth. So I'm chomping at the bit to get out there full time as a candidate, and that's coming real soon.
So tell me about, you know, we've been talking about how you're a movement conservative. You worked for Dick Armey.
Yes.
You've done so much for
Contract
the party.
With America and led the Republican Party of Virginia, the Republican National Committee, Republican State Leadership Committee when we captured
900 state legislative seats. And you've done so much for the party. What makes you want to give back as a candidate? What is your...
Well, you know, I feel I have an opportunity to serve here. And I feel called to serve. And I'm very hopeful and optimistic that... that we're going to win this election, and I know I'll be an effective governor for us, and I'll be an honest, ethical, hardworking, principled, conservative servant leader worthy of Virginia, and we could use one of those right about now.
Tell me about this. You're not a career politician. You've helped politicians, but you're not, and some of your opponents are. Do you have thoughts on that as to, you know, you've not raised taxes, you've not, you know... What's your thoughts on not being a career politician?
You know, I think bringing it, I ran one time and got close, as you know. But the fact is, I've worked on Capitol Hill and in the White House and in the parties. I think that experience is very valuable for us in the governorship. But I think probably more valuable is my time as a small business owner. I've created three small businesses, very effective small businesses, happily. But I'm going to shut that down and run because I do believe in the concept of servant leadership and, you know, citizens, not running for a decade or more, but serving and then coming home.
One last question before you go. What makes you want to run? What's your closing argument for Virginia? If you had a closing argument, why should I be governor? What's your message?
We're stuck right now. And nothing's going to change unless we change it. I will get us unstuck. I will put forward a substantive, serious policy agenda based on our conservative principles, lower taxes, repealing regulations, stopping these mandates and standing up to Washington, D.C., and get Virginia growing again and moving again. It is galling to me, the notion that the year before last, Virginia would be in the bottom five of states when it comes to economic growth. We should be in the top five. And we can be with the right policies, policies that get us back to number one on the CNBC list of best states to do business, where we were just 5 years ago, and now we're not even in the top 10. We got to change that. My policies will.
Thank you.